Are there some weapons we perhaps shouldn't invent? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Nothing stops the march of science, we know that, and that certainly applies to weapons. Lately, research has actually managed to make weapons less deadly, even as they become more effective. You don't have to nuke an entire city to defeat an enemy anymore. Just tap in the coordinates of the dictator's palace, fight for 8 more years, and you're done. Well, now military researchers are taking the next step. Brain weapons. A paper published in a journal called Cynesis, which deals with brain research, says it may soon be possible to make powerful brain pills, brain chemicals that can be sprayed on a battlefield, or Superman drugs that could make soldiers fight for 24 hours without sleep, or electronic brain interfaces that would let fighter pilots aim using thoughts. You could also treat PTSD using drugs that erase memories, drugs which could also make prisoners forget torture or soldiers forget atrocities they committed, all of which is amazing. And to some neuroscientists, creepy. In fact, some 200 neuroscientists have signed pledges not to participate in military research they consider immoral. And whether the research is immoral or not, there's a practical consideration, too. We didn't have our nuclear monopoly for long, or our guided missile monopoly. Iran has managed to capture one of our high-tech drones. My guess is any brain weapons developed by the good guys are guaranteed to end up one day in the hands of the bad guys. I just hope we have some cheap antidotes ready. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.